Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 27 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at the Ankeny Office of Iowa Realty. They are located at 1802 Southeast Delaware, suite number 103. Iowa Realty is the proud sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. They have 75 agents specializing in residential, commercial, farm, and land properties. Well, we're going to talk a lot of boys basketball today. In a little while, we'll be talking to Ankeny coach Brant Carlson and his son Dylan. But right now, we want to talk to a couple of the Jaguars who are here. They're going to be getting ready for the big game over at Ankeny on Friday night. Our first guest is in his sixth season as the head coach at Ankeny Centennial. He is Bob Fontana. Bob, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
You bet. Thanks, Dan. Doing good tonight.
Good. Well, you guys are off to a 1-2 start following back-to-back close losses to Hoover and Valley. You know, I know you're not where you want to be at this point, but well, those are two pretty good teams they lost to, weren't they?
Yeah, they're real good teams. You know, both of them are ranked in the top 10 preseason, and Hoover's still there, and Valley's very athletic and big and that stuff. So the good thing about our schedule right now is we will definitely find out how good we are and what we need to work on.
Well, on Friday, you guys lost to Hoover on a last-second three-pointer by Hosea Treadwell. And then on Tuesday, you were only down by 1 point with about 1 minute left before Valley put the game away at the free-throw line. Now, you guys aren't scheduled to face either one of those teams again, you know, this year, but there's a chance you could see them in the postseason. That's been kind of a habit here the last, last 5 years, actually.
Yeah.
You think you might see them again in the postseason?
Well, if I was a betting man, I'd say yeah, because for the last 5 years, both of them have been in our sub-state. So, but you'd like to get some different people, you know, at the end of the season, but we'll see.
Is there any rhyme or reason for how they set that up? They just kind of throw teams together and it is what it is.
It is what it is. Once you know your six teams, then you're seated accordingly at the seating meeting, which is now done by the coaches. And, you know, a lot of the work is done ahead of time, and the seating meetings are formality usually, unless you have two teams that have the same record and maybe they split during the season and that, so then they have to go to strength of schedule and things like that.
All right, let's talk about your team a little bit. Cody McCullough has had three consecutive double-doubles for you. He's now averaging 16.7 points and 11.7 rebounds per game. You know, are you surprised at all by the giant leap that he's made this year?
You know, no, I'm not, because last year he dressed varsity, he practiced with varsity. He played half or three-quarters of a sophomore game, and we used him sparingly. But as the season went on, he just kept getting better and better. And so he played a lot for us off the bench the last half the season. And then this spring and summer, both with what we did in our program and also through AAU, I thought he really took some positive steps forward.
We also got some nice production last night from Preston Kelling and Micah Johnson. Preston hit 4 3-pointers and had 16 points. Micah went 5 of 8 from the field and had 12 points. Now, if you can get that kind of consistent production from those two guys, you know, that'd be really huge, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. It's nice to have, you know, 3-4 guys in double figures and more than one guy rebounding. So, last night, I thought offensively we did some good things at times. Credit to Valley, I thought they shot the ball real well. There were some in the first half we didn't contest shots real well, but in the second half they made some really tough shots, and credit to them, they knocked them down.
Well, now you guys have another big challenge on Friday with a game at Ankeny, which is off to a 3-0 start and already has a big win over Des Moines North. The Hawks have been really impressive, haven't they?
Very impressive. You know, they got 4 or 5 really good guards, and I've told some people that I'm close to, Ankeny reminds me of two of my state tournament teams I had at Kennedy in 07 and 08 when we played 4 guards and an athletic post player. And you know, when I see them on film and that, it reminds me a lot of those two teams I coached. And so, you know, it's a big challenge for us, and we're going to have to be at our best to have a chance.
Well, recent history suggests that you guys, you know, have a good chance to win since the road team has won the last 5 games in the series. You know, how do you explain that statistic?
Yeah, it's just crazy. You know, whenever you have like a rivalry game like that, I went through this in Cedar Rapids for years too. You can throw the records out the window most of the time.
Well, you mentioned that Ankeny has some really talented guards and some outstanding perimeter shooters, primarily Dylan Carlson. You know, while you guys have a lot more height inside with guys like McCullough and Johnson, you know, is it too simplistic to say that this is going to be a battle, you know, of their speed and quickness against your size?
Well, I think that's a good way to put it. I think that, the team that makes the least amount of mistakes and is able to execute their game plan, obviously, is going to be the team that's going to come out on top. So,
well, Ankeny certainly likes to get up and down the court, you know, and they proved against North, you know, that they can run with one of the state's, you know, best teams. Do you think it'll be important for you guys to control the pace of the game?
Well, yeah, I think you got to keep them in front of us. I mean, that's a big part of their offense, their transition game, so we got to do a good job stopping them in transition. And, and also, too, I think that we got to rebound well, too, because that could limit some transition opportunities. So, and then, defensively, we got to move as a unit, play as a unit. We can't have any breakdowns, and we got to make them make tough shots.
Well, this guy's sitting right here with us. You know, he's probably going to be pretty important as far as trying to keep the pace of the game under control, right?
Yeah, the thing about Tyler is, the thing I admire. Last year he missed last year because of the torn labrum and the shoulder surgery, but with Tyler, I get a guy with some IQ or high IQ. I get toughness. I get grit. And I think he knows and understands what I want. And so it's nice to have that kind of guy out there, managing your team. So that's going to be big for him to do that. And also Garrett Seversyk on Friday night.
Does Tyler bring a little bit of that football mentality to your squad?
A little bit. And that's, I like that mix. When you get that good mix of basketball guys and multi-sport athletes, I think that's a good mix to have.
Well, of course, this will be the Central Conference opener for both teams. And looking at the conference as a whole, how do you size up the Rays? So far, Johnston and Dowling have already suffered losses. So do you see anyone as the favorite at this point, or is it pretty wide open?
I think the schedule's brutal. I mean, our division, I think, is from top to bottom is the toughest in the whole league. There's some other good teams in the other divisions at the top, but some of their teams maybe are not that strong all the way through. But our division, night in, night out, it's going to be a battle. I mean, and you can point to maybe three or four possessions in a game that end up deciding a game.
Well, after Friday's game, you guys will play Roosevelt on Tuesday at Wells Fargo Arena. Now, how did that game come about?
Well, our AD contacted their AD, and it's actually their home game, and they seemed interested. So they gave up a home game to for us to play there. So hats off to Roosevelt for, giving us that opportunity. I think it's a great opportunity for the kids from both schools to be able to get down there on that floor.
Well, obviously, if you guys are able to make it to state later, I mean, that'd be a good, training ground for that, huh?
Well, yeah, I'll go back again, back to some state tournament teams I had at Kennedy. We actually came in and played Des Moines North at Wells Fargo on a Sunday, which is highly unlikely for a high school game, but we were able to do that. And I thought that was very beneficial for us to do that. And we'd been to the state tournament the year before, and then to play there again, and we qualified again that next year. And I think that was big, just to get that extra, opportunity on that floor.
Well, certainly the ultimate goal for your team is to get to the state tournament. Do you see the potential on this team to get there?
Yeah, and here's the thing I told our kids. I mentioned it tonight, and I mentioned the other day. I said, steel sharpens steel. Our schedule right now, you go Hoover, then Valley, then Ankeny, then Roosevelt, and Ames and Dowling, right in a row. And I mean, that I don't know if anybody's got a tougher schedule than that, but it's definitely going to give us an indicator of what we need to work on, and hopefully it makes us better, in the long run.
Well, I know I asked you this question before the season started. I asked you what was the key for this team to reach its ceiling. After seeing the team now play three games, I don't know if anything's changed or not, but what is going to be the key for this team, to be as good as it can be?
Number one, to stay healthy is going to be a big key. And then I think the second thing is just our guards keep developing, because all of our guards that we're playing now, none of them really got any varsity time last year. Tyler was hurt. Garrett played JV. Van Meter was on the sophomore team. Preston Kelling was more of a three-man, and because we had Hunter Strait, Jackson Brandon Van Meter, those guys. So I think the development of our guards is going to be big for us. And then our front-line guys have just got to keep getting better and better. And some of them are, and we just got to bring the other ones along too.
Well, this game on Friday night, obviously it's a rivalry game. You guys are coming off a couple of tough losses. How important is it going to be? Obviously you want to win because it's a rivalry game, but you want to snap that two-game losing streak. How important is it to win from that aspect?
Well, I think it's really important. And, we've got to go into it. Like I always tell our kids, don't trip over what's in your rearview mirror. We got a 24-hour rule. Last night was a tough loss, but we got to learn from it. And tonight we're on to the next opponent. And so we just got to look ahead and to Ankeny, and that's our only focus right now.
All right, Bob. Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. Now we want to bring in our next guest. He's a senior guard for their Centennial. He's averaging about 5 points per game, and he leads the team in assists and steals. He is Tyler Rogers. Tyler, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Thanks. Thank you. I'm good.
Well, you're back on the court this year after missing all of last season with the shoulder injury that Coach had mentioned. And, of course, you were focusing on football this fall. Did it seem like forever since you'd been on the basketball court?
It was. When summer ball came around and in the spring, working off the rust was kind of one of the main things for me. And so that was kind of my main focus coming into it, just kind of working that off and just kind of building up my confidence again. But, yeah, definitely felt like a while. So,
do you think you found your rhythm on the court now, or is it still kind of a work in progress?
I think it is still a work in progress. Every day in practice, just kind of trying to work on certain things and get better in certain areas. But I think it's kind of coming along. You know, the first three games were kind of tough, but I think I'm building on that, and so it's coming along.
Well, I know you guys are disappointed about the back-to-back losses, but considering how close both games were, you know, I don't imagine that you guys are too discouraged, are you?
No, I mean, those were both really good opponents that we played, and we proved not to the other teams and other people, but to ourselves that, you know, we can hang with anybody, and we just got to clean up a few areas, take care of the ball a little bit better, and make some free throws, and you know we're right there and could turn those two losses into wins.
Well, in last night's game, Valley point guard Trayvon Williams had 12 points, and it seemed like he really controlled the pace of the game with his height and quickness. And I know you guard him some of the times last night. You know, is he one of the most difficult guys you've ever had to guard?
I think he's up there. He's really quick, and you know, you never really know what he's going to do with the ball. He made a lot of tough shots on me that, you know, you wouldn't expect other people to make. But he's a very good guard, and respect to him. So yeah.
Well, looking at this upcoming matchup against Ankeny, what do you feel is going to be the key to beating the Hawks?
I think we got to use our size. I mean, like Coach mentioned, they got really good guards, and but they do lack height, and that's something we do have. So I think we really got to take advantage of that and slow them down on offense. They love to push the pace and use their quickness. So I think we really got to turn the tables on them and use our height to our advantage.
Well, now in football, you guys have clearly had the upper hand in the crosstown rivalry, but in basketball, it's been pretty even, you know, over the last two or three years. And I've seen a little bit of trash talk on social media leading up to the game. You know, have you seen any of that going on?
You know, I kind of steer away from that. People can talk all they want on social media, but it only really comes down to that game and what happens within the time of the game. So, I mean, people can talk, and that's great, but, you know, it comes down to the players and people who make plays, so.
All right. Well, Ankeny's entering the game with a lot of confidence after its 3-0 start. You know, where's your guys' confidence level right now coming off those back-to-back losses?
I think we're feeling pretty confident. I mean, we're coming into a tough environment, but we got to know what we got to do. And so we have confidence in our players and our coaches that we're going to go out and, you know, we're going to compete and we're going to give it our all. So I think our confidence is pretty high right now.
Well, we were talking earlier before we got on the podcast here about Ankeny having a young team, but you guys also play a lot of juniors. You know, as a senior, even though you didn't play last year, are you trying to be a leader for this team?
I am. I'm trying to, because last year I was able to sit out and kind of realize things most players don't, and so I was able to understand the game a little bit better, and so I'm trying to use that to my advantage and, you know, kind of help point out to some of my teammates certain things and certain things they could do differently or improve on, and, you know, taking that to myself as well. So, yeah, trying to be a leader for this team.
Well, this is a question that I also asked Coach here just a few minutes ago, but from a player's perspective, you know, what do you think is going to be the key for this team to reach its potential?
I think we got to play with a lot of confidence. Sometimes we come out and certain things don't go our way, and we kind of put our heads down, but I think we really got to rise to the occasion and not shy away from the moment. So we really got to take a hold of it and just go with it and, you know, play with a lot of confidence.
All right. Well, I also wanted to ask you a couple questions about football. You know, you were recently earned, you know, All-State honors as a defensive back. You played on two Centennial teams that defeated Dowling Catholic, you know, which has now won six consecutive state titles. So you've got to be pretty proud of what, you know, your senior class has been able to accomplish here over the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's really really been a good ride for football, and I'm very proud of what we have accomplished on the season. You know, it didn't turn out the way we favored, but still a lot of good things that we accomplished, and couldn't be more proud.
Well, I hear that Dowling's added a talented running back to its roster for next year. You know, did you hear that news?
I have, yes. Gavin Williams, and, you know, it's a move I really don't want to put my input on. I mean, it's his decision, and, you know, I think he had a lot of success at Sykes Polk, but maybe he didn't see that. So, I mean, going to Dowling is definitely a game changer for everybody else.
Sure. Well, I know it's always been your dream to play college football. You know, have you looked at any schools yet, or where are you at in the recruiting process?
It's just kind of really kicking off for me. There's been a lot of schools that have been reaching out to me, D2, D3, and then Iowa State has offered me a preferred walk-on. And so just kind of waiting to see how everything falls out. But, you know, playing college football has always been a dream for me, and so I really want to make that dream come true.
Do you think you'll make a decision soon, or are you not in a hurry? Or
I don't know yet. Just trying to see where everybody's at right now, and so I honestly couldn't tell you right now. So,
all right, Tyler. Well, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Ira Realty. The Ankeny office of Iowa Realty will close in excess of $250 million in real estate in 2018. Their agents represent over 20 new construction builders and communities all over the metro. With interest rates at historic lows, would you like to know what your home is worth in today's market? If so, you can give them a call at 453-5800. That number again is 453-5800. Well, right now we want to bring in our next guest. He is in his third season as the head coach of the Ankeny boys basketball team, and he has the Hawks off to a 3-0 start. He is Brant Carlson. Brant, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Very good. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you bet. Well, you guys opened the season last week with a thrilling win over Des Moines North. You know, what do you think that victory did for your team's confidence?
You know, I hope, ultimately, I hope it just gave them the realization that they can compete. I mean, I think in the last couple of years, there were times where we maybe were not quite sure of that. I just felt like these guys have a great belief in themselves, but that kind of proved that together they can do something really cool.
Well, that game served as a coming out party for Braxton Bayless, who had 25 points in his first contest for you guys after sitting out all of last season. You know, he's been a pretty nice addition to the team, huh?
Absolutely. And I think more importantly, not just as a talent, but as a friend and a teammate, he's just done a good job of fitting in and not trying to be anything more than he's capable of. And he encourages his teammates really well. So I've been very proud of him and his development, and also just coming into our team and making it better, not just as a playing group, but also as a team too.
Well, you guys then won a road game at Fort Dodge before defeating Des Moines Lincoln on Tuesday to improve to 3-0. Jordan Cum had 20 points in last night's game, and I know sometimes maybe he gets overlooked because of the other talent that you guys, you know, have on the team, but you know, he showed last night that he can be more of a more than a role player, right?
Definitely. I think he's had many years of experience playing at high level AAU tournaments with Beyond Ball and different organizations, so he's very confident. He's probably been the biggest growth guy in our team the last couple of years, just understanding what roles mean and how he can fit in doing multiple things. So I've been really proud of him. I mean, we do a lot of plus and minus charts and things like that, what kids do for our team, and he's by far our highest kid this year. So, and that's a huge turnaround from last year. So it's been pretty cool to see his development.
And he plays with a lot of intensity, doesn't he?
Always, always. And I think that's kind of cool, because I know on the football team this fall, he was very impressive to his teammates and coaches too. And how he goes about his business. So we're really proud of him. It's cool.
Well, let's talk about Friday's matchup against Centennial. You guys will be looking to overcome a recent trend that has seen the road team win the last five games in the series. You know, how do you explain the success of the road teams, you know, in this rivalry?
It's interesting. I think as I look back, every winner had some incentive, you know, for that particular game. I go back 2 years ago, just kind of us getting our feet wet together, coaches and our players, and I just felt like that was a real – neat opportunity. Drew Mashaw played great. So, you know, then they turn around and beat us because obviously they're ticked about the first one. So any rivalry game, I think there's a little extra incentive when you go on the road, probably a little bit more intensity knowing that the environment's a little different. So I think for us, we need to treat it like any other game, very difficult to do in this environment, but we need to be able to do that. It's going to be an awesome environment for our students to come watch in our community. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, it was a crazy game that you guys had over at Centennial last year when you guys got out to the huge lead. You guys just couldn't miss, and then Hunter just went off and almost brought them back, and I think they even took the lead, and then you guys were able to get it back, you know, and get the win. That was quite a game, wasn't it?
It was, and I think it's interesting how the last year went. I felt like every game was a hard one, and no matter how much of a lead we had or a deficit, we were able to make it close always. So I think that was just a tale of our season, being really young and experienced, all those things, but also very exciting in our ability to finish down the stretch. I thought we played well in the last 10 to 12 games. So, yeah, that was a fun one. That was a good memory.
Well, you guys appear to have an edge over Centennial on the perimeter with your quickness and your ability to score in a variety of ways, while the Jaguars certainly have an upper hand inside, you know, with their superior size. You know, do you think this game is going to come down to a battle of your quickness against their height, or is that just too simplistic?
That'll have an impact, obviously. I think whatever team can, you know, get to their stuff better in each possession will have that advantage. I think for them, though, their guards are overlooked. I think, you know, the Kellen kid and different guys just have really improved since last year. And I think they have a lot to prove in general for in basketball sense. So I think whenever you're a team overlooked, and we've had that ability over the last couple of years to feel that, you have a different incentive. And so I think for us, it's just trying to be us and be as consistent as we can be and know that we're playing another really good team and it's going to be a fun environment.
Well, of course, Centennial's coming in with a 1-2 record, but that record's a little deceiving, isn't it?
It is. I mean, look at who they've played. I mean, Valley's obviously very tough. Hoover at Hoover is one of those games where you just you never know how that's going to go because that's a really tough environment. So they've played a really hard schedule, and I just know their team is good. I know their coaching staff is very well prepared. So, you know, it's a game that we look forward to just because I think it's a good experience for our kids. But at the same time, it's a game as coaches you kind of don't look forward to because you know how tough it's going to be. So
we're
looking forward to it.
Well, I know the team that you guys just played, Lincoln, had a pair of 6'8" guys. You know, do you think that game maybe helped you guys prepare for Centennial, or are the styles too different?
No, I think it did, and I think hopefully it woke our guys up to say, man, you got to be really in tune with what our strategy is as far as how you deal with that. So I thought at times we let their pace control the game, and that was that hurt us. So I think definitely for us it's about getting the pace increased in any game that we play, just so we can get into the rhythm that we need.
Well, you guys proved against North that you could run with one of the state's best teams, and like you just mentioned, you know, so you guys are going to want to, you know, play at a faster pace, get the game going as much as you can, right?
Sure. I think that's just the way these kids are built. They just love to play, and I think sometimes we see that in practice when we're really trying to fine-tune things. They would rather get to the scrimmage portion or different things like that, and I think that's a credit to them. They just really have that energy and love for the game of basketball. So, I think at the end of the day for us, again, it's about being us at all times as best as we can do it.
Well, this will be the conference opener for both teams. And, how would you size up the conference race, you know, from what you've seen thus far?
It's interesting. I think the way the CIML breaks down the three divisions, there maybe has been a little decline in the importance of conference as far as kids are concerned. In the old days, I felt like conference was always a huge thing. You know, winning the conference was huge. So I think it's going to be really, really tough. I mean, we play Johnston twice, obviously. We don't play Waukee or Valley as much. But, you know, I think Southeast Polk has improved. I think that we have many teams. Ames has improved. So I think there's just going to be nights where these guys need to understand, yes, we're getting some new recognition this year, but at the end of the day, it's about approaching every game and enjoying every game and not looking ahead to any opponent because they're all going to be tough.
Well, like you mentioned, you guys are getting some attention now. You're ranked fifth in Class 4A by Prep Hoops Iowa. You know, so I don't imagine any team's going to be overlooking you guys now.
No, and I think, you know, that's interesting how rankings go. I mentioned to our team the other day, I said when they had you ranked as a 40th team last year, you didn't believe them. And now that they have you ranked maybe a little higher, do you still believe them? I mean, so I think at the end of the day, it's trying to stay humble no matter what the situation is. And it's an awesome honor. I mean, obviously, there's really, really good teams and programs all over the state. So it's nice to be recognized, but at the same time, you know, our theme this year is, well done versus well said. So I feel like at the end of the year is where I want to be judged, and hopefully our guys will continue to flow that way.
Well, after Friday's game, you'll play your next five games on the road, and four of those are going to be conference games. You know, that's going to be a brutal stretch for you guys, isn't it?
It is, and I think later in the season we have another stretch of, I think, 4 to 5 road games as well. So the nice thing for us is they're used to it. A lot of guys with the experience that we've had in the last couple of years, and maybe some even guys that haven't had a ton of experience, but they're seniors this year, and they just understand what's going on. So I think sometimes on the road you can narrow your focus a little better, oddly enough. So I look forward to that challenge, and it's gonna be a fun ride, no question about it.
Well, I'm sure your team's ultimate goal is to make it to the state tournament, you know, and do you feel, you know, even better about your team's potential now than you did before the season started?
I think so. I mean, obviously, to see your team perform, you get a little bit better sense of how they're going to react to stress and intensity and different things. So, sure. I mean, at the end of the day, our goal is to get there. Every year has been our goal. You had a shot 2 years ago when no one thought we could do that. And I thought that last year, oddly enough, I felt like we had a chance. So I think in the 4A level, when you know you have 2 to 3 games to prepare for, I think you feel strong that you have a chance and always. So obviously, we just got to take care of business. We need to perform well in the regular season to get a better seed, but at the same time it's like, again, trying to keep it as simple as possible and not look too far ahead.
Well, let's talk briefly about your son Dylan, who is sitting right here with us. You know, he's obviously one of your key players and has been for the last couple of years. You know, what's it like to coach your own son? Can it be difficult at times?
Well, sure. I think any time you're with family in any sense, I think we all can understand how good and bad that can be or difficult it can be. I've really enjoyed it. I think that it's an honor to coach your son. I think it's fun to see, you know, the growth and development that he's gone through. I have a lot of gratefulness to Lauren DeYoung at MLC Floyd Valley for coaching him and really helping instill a lot of the things that, you know, we want him to do. And it was just cool to see him grow through that, play at the state tournament, all that kind of stuff. So I think he's brought a lot to me, and in that sense of a player and understanding the game and how we need to approach things. So it's been really, really cool. He'd probably have a different version, but at the same time, we've really at the end of the day, I think we'll look back and really enjoy it.
Well, I'm going to ask him about how his recruiting is going here in a few minutes. But, you know, are you helping him a lot with that process, or are you kind of letting him handle that at his own pace?
Probably a little bit of both. I mean, I think it's interesting when you've coached a long time and you know a lot of people, and maybe you've coached at a place for a long time. I think many people kind of maybe just think that's where he's going to go, or not. They're amazing. Maybe looking for us to communicate versus communicate with us. So it's been a little bit of both. I mean, we've been really honored by some of the coaches that we've talked with and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, I think it's important to really enjoy your senior season and not so get so consumed with that part of your life. And that'll come when it comes and all that kind of stuff. But no, it's a fun process to go through. I think recruiting is really cool. I hope more kids get a chance to do it through our Ankeny program. We really want to get kids to the college level. And I think it's just a great, great experience for your life. So.
Well, the talent that you have on this team, are you hearing from, you know, a number of coaches about a number of your guys?
We've had a few, you know, we've had you and I come in to visit here this summer at an open gym, and we've had William Penn and obviously some of our local colleges, Simpson and Central and Iowa Central come and all those things. So it's been really neat to see that. And we hope that some more will come and enjoy these kids, because our goal is to, again, get them to college. But we feel our kids are going to be really prepared for college, not only our style, but just the way we teach the game and just getting them ready for that environment.
All right, Brent. Well, thanks for coming in tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for the time. It's great being here.
You bet. All right. Well, now we're going to talk to our final guest. He's a senior guard for the Ankeny Boys basketball team. He's averaging in double figures again this year after leading the team last season with a 17.0 average. He's Dylan Carlson. Dylan, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Hey, good. Well, you guys are off to a 3-0 start. You know, are you surprised at all by the team's success?
Surprised, no. I think a lot of us this year have pretty high expectations of each other, and we feel like we're one of the best teams in the state, so I think nobody's surprised. We're just going to keep doing what we're doing right now.
Well, there were times last year when the focus of the team's offense, you know, fell heavily on your shoulders, and you certainly did a good job with that. But so far this year, you know, you guys have been able to spread the scoring around to other guys like Braxton, Jackson, and then Jordan, you know, last night with his 20-point effort. You know, has the development of those players taken some of the pressure off of you?
Definitely. Pressure is not really something that I think about. I mean, obviously this year it's a lot better. I'm not too concerned with it. It's, to me, this year it's all about winning, you know, getting to the state tournament, just trying to feel that experience again. So if they're scoring the ball, I'm going to keep finding them. And, I mean, it's just fun playing with those guys right now.
Well, it's nice to have a lot of different options, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you proved last year that you're one of the state's best shooters. You had a 25-point game at Ames and a sub-state win, and you hit a game-winning three-pointer in the final seconds to beat Lincoln. You know, do you feel like you can shoot as well as anybody in the state?
Yeah, I'm definitely a pretty confident person. I've never thought that somebody's been better than me, so yes, I'd say that's a good statement that I'm one of the best shooters in the state.
Well, let's talk about Friday's matchup with Centennial. You know, what do you see as the key to beating the Jaguars?
I think the biggest key to beating not just Centennial, but even any team this year is just playing our game. We're a pretty fast team. We like to get out and run, shoot the ball. So I feel like if we just play the way we can play and don't worry about anybody else, then we're going to be pretty tough to stop.
When you play a team like Centennial or like Lincoln last night that does have a lot of size, do you think it's even more important to get into that fast-paced game?
Yeah, we try to just take them off their game. If they like to throw it inside, then we like to get out and run and play a lot of guard. So yeah, it'll be fun. Just play our game and see what happens.
Well, sometimes you're on the court, you know, with two or three other guards at the same time, you know, and that means maybe that you know, you're gonna have to guard maybe somebody taller, bigger. You know, are you comfortable with guarding, you know, one of those bigger guys down the paint?
I haven't done it that much, but it's something that every player needs to do. Every player needs to understand how to do it, so it's something that I'm learning this year. And yeah, I enjoy doing it. If those guys are guarding somebody else and I have to guard a bigger player, that's just what I have to do. So I have to step up and do it. So it's been fun.
Well, your dad mentioned that you played in the state tournament as a freshman at MOC Floyd Valley before you guys, you know, came here to Ankeny. What do you remember about playing at Wells Fargo Arena?
One of the biggest things I remember is just how fast the game goes. I mean, you look up, it's already halftime. So just like that, just enjoy the moment and make it as much fun as you can.
Is the shooting environment kind of different?
It's definitely different playing in the big arena. There's not really a backdrop to go off of, so you really gotta lock in and Just play basketball.
What would that mean to you to be able to finish your career playing in another state tournament?
To me, well, that's been a dream of mine ever since freshman year, even before freshman year. It's just I know what it feels like, and it's the experience that I want my teammates this year to have. So it'll be fun to see what we can do.
Well, you guys obviously had some success there at MLC Floyd Valley before you came here. You know, I'm sure it was kind of a transition period for you when you did come here. But do you think moving from a smaller school to playing the CIML for the last couple of years, do you think that made you a better player?
For sure, yes. All the competition down here, I mean, obviously, you know, Tyreek, you know, Lino, you know, all these different players. It wasn't really like that up there, but playing against those guys and playing in this conference has definitely helped me a lot as my play developed, I guess.
Sure. Well, we talked to your dad about what it's been like for him, you know, to coach you. What's it been like for you to play for your dad?
It's been an interesting experience. I mean, we've had our ups and downs. We've got into it a couple times. We've had our good times, though, so I'm just going to keep enjoying it, last year of it, so I'm going to just have as much fun as we can and see what we can get done.
Do you try to think of him, you know, as coach and not dad when you're on the court? Or is it kind of hard to separate the two?
I don't know. Sometimes it's the coach, sometimes it's the dad. I'm sure our relationship depends on how the game's going, but
yeah.
It's definitely been fun.
Well, asked him a little bit about, you know, the recruiting process with you. You know, where are you at in the recruiting process? Have you looked at any schools yet?
Yes, I've been talking to a couple schools, a couple local schools, a couple D2s. But, I mean, really right now I'm not overly consumed by it. I'm pretty focused on what we're doing this year as a team. And I feel like if I keep performing the way I am and our team keeps going the way we are right now, all that will take care of itself. So my focus right now is on the season and what we're doing there.
Doesn't sound like you're in a hurry to make a decision then, huh?
No. I'm pretty content right now with where we're at, but we still have some work to do. So.
All right, Dylan.
Done.
Well, good luck the rest of the season. I'll see you guys on Friday night.
Perfect. Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Iowa Realty is very proud and fortunate to have Home Services Lending, Iowa Title, Midland Title and Escrow, and Home Services Insurance as part of their one-stop shopping model. They are able to help you buy and sell anywhere in the state of Iowa. They can also help you, your family, and friends who are moving from anywhere to anywhere in the world through their business affiliates. If you would like information on how to become a realtor, you can call Mike Stanbro at 453-5350, or you can email Mike at mikestanbro, STANBROUGH, @iowarealty.com. Come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.